Hey, you ever been to Chancellor Park? That's where I live. My name is Tavin Dillard. I live in Chancellor Park. I mow lawns, mowing, edging, grass cutting legend. I sure am glad to join me here on this podcast. I want to let you know what's going on in my neck of the woods. Now, I started out years ago on the YouTubes and then the TikToks and the Instagrams now and the whatnots. I got the websites, the TavinDillard.com, but right now, I want to clue you into what's happening in my neck of the woods on the Tavin Dillard podcast. You here? I'm here. I'm glad you joined me. Now I'm going to send it over to myself. This is like the pre-introduction, but let's get on to the real show today. I'm glad you joined me here. Bank, bank. Hey, y'all guys. Welcome to the Tavin Dillard podcast, season 9, episode 15. I'm Tavin Dillard. I got Tavin's Lawn Care Services, mowing, edging, grass cutting legend. Welcome today. It's been a big week. Y'all know about the book launch. Team Burger Shed launched a week ago. It's the book I wrote all about how my softball team in town came together. Speaking of that, in the next month or so, the season about to start up again. But the whole thing about it is that the book is about when we all got together the first time and how it all came into being, that kind of thing. So thank y'all for buying them. The first 200 orders last week got autographed baseball cards, and then we upped it to the first 500 orders. So right now, I don't know if we hit 500 already or not, so you may still get yourself a card if you ain't bought it yet. But if you bought it last week, for sure you're getting it. And that's going to ship at the end of May. But I hope you can check it out. I'll have a link in the show notes today for the book. They got the price reduced, and it's not that expensive. Basically what you can get a combo meal for these days, seems like. But anyhow, that's going to be there. But folks have been asking, is it going to be an audio book? You know, kind of like a podcast, like you listen to it with your ears, but it's a book. Yes, there will be an audio version of the book available. And that's going to be probably when the book ships at the end of May, the audio book's going to be available then too, where I'm reading the book to you. So that's going to be an option too down the road here. So you can anyways check out the actual book link in the show notes. Appreciate y'all buying them and getting them. You know, I'm going to autograph them cards. Got my stats on the back. I don't know if it's a collector's item, but you probably want to keep it in mint condition. But you could clothespin it to the back spokes of your tires and make it sound like you got a motorcycle instead of a bicycle. It's your call what you do with that stuff. But it's been a great week. It's been a fun week, you know, launching that book. But I've got plenty to do in town. I can't sit and just gander at the books get sold. I got other things to do. Of course, we got Wichita Falls. VIP tickets probably going to be selling out here in the next week or so. If you wanted to go to that show and you want the VIP tickets, now it's time to get serious. I'll put a link to that in the show notes. It's at the end of May. And May's basically like next week. So at the end of the month of May, May 31st, I'll be in Wichita Falls, Texas. It's about an hour and a half show. I'm going to be doing it at the Wichita Falls Theater there. And then VIP, that's the after party across the streets, I think, is where the other venue is. It's a smaller venue where we're having chocolate milk and donuts catered. And then I'm doing some more talking. I got some things to say about donuts in that section. So we'll have the books there. Here's the thing. If you bought a book and you're going to be at Wichita Falls and you want me to sign the book, because you already get an autographed card if you already bought the book. But if you want me to sign your book, just bring it and I'll sign it. And if you're waiting to get a book, just wait. I should have them there. If you want me to sign, is what I'm saying, and you're already going to the Wichita Falls show, I can sign it there for you. I should have books at that show if you get one there. So I hope you can make it. I know some folks is kind of close and some folks ain't really that close. But if you kind of really close or really kind of close, I'd say try to get there because it's going to be a hoot of a time. And then I'll put the other stuff, you know, in the show notes today that you can take a gander. If there's a special occasion you got coming up and you need a fancy shirt, Mother's Day's coming up. You can check the shirts. Early Bird Gets the Perm. Solar Reclance, Celebrating Science All Year Long. The Town Map shirts there. Crow Funyun. Possum Peg Leg. There's a lot. The Bank Bank. Team Burger Shed. We got Bud's Burger Shed shirt and hats and all that. You know, you can just, you know, as you wind down your day and you're like, well, I don't want to waste time getting into people arguing on the social media, what could I do? You could peruse the shirt selection like you at JCPenney's, but you're in the privacy of your own trailer, just seeing what's going on the Tab and Dillard merch section. So I'll put that link there. Of course, the personal greetings are going on. I'll put a link for that. And you can always text message me, 501-322-6249. And shoot me an email, tabanddillard@gmail.com. What in the world would I have to email you about, Tabin? Well, that's a real good question. Or what in the world would I have to text message you about, Tabin? Well, that's a real good question, too. Thing about it is, I mentioned y'all that the Q&A is coming up for the last episode of the season. And I don't know how it happens, but we got 16 episodes in this season. So you listening to episode 15 right now, that means next week is the Q&A. And buddy, them questions have been coming in. I've been getting them organized, getting text messages, getting emails, trying to put it together. If you have one today, you know, this is April 23rd. So if you got one today, buddy, you need to get it in by Friday. Maybe by Thursday, so in the next couple of days. But if you already sent it in, I got it. I appreciate y'all participating in the Q&A like out of the way. And it should be a good one. It might be a long one based on all these questions coming in, but it should be a hoot of a time next week. I hope you tune in and listen. And hey, you know, sometimes folks just say, hey, can you say hey to somebody for me? A family member reached out and said, hey, can you tell Brock Bean I said hey, or you said hey? And so Brock Bean, I'm telling you, hey, you got family that loves you, and apparently you like to listen to this podcast. So they texted me, 501-322-6249, and I said, yeah, I can tell Brock, hey, and thanks for listening. So Brock Bean, thanks for listening to the podcast. I appreciate you. Now, in town recently, I keep thinking, well, the rain is gone, the cold is gone, the spring is here, the birds is chirping, the suns is out, and that's true. But every now and again, I don't know where you're from, but where I am, it'll just rain. Rainstorm will come, and then it's gone, and, you know, you get a little, what they call them, April showers, I guess. I mean, I guess you wouldn't end up in a little rhyming poem saying thing if it wasn't true. It didn't happen often enough where you make a poem about it. So, anyhow, April showers bring May flowers. Well, they had a little rain recently in town, and what I did this week was go to Donut Go's. That might not surprise you because I ate a goodly amount of donuts, maybe once a week. I ain't there every day, just like the burger shed. I ain't there every day, but I'm there about three times a week. And Donut Go's, maybe just once a week sometimes. Or it's hard to stay away from the donut shop on a Saturday, though, truth be told. So if you ain't including weekends, it's like once a week. But anyhow, Cheryl Grubbs, very special announcement. Very special announcement. Breaking news. I want to share with y'all, be the first to know, that Donut Go's and Cheryl Grubbs specifically has officially launched the Blueberry Fritter. It is good, okay? All I know is the apple. I heard of the other ones. I heard of the peach. I heard of the cherry. I heard of like a raspberry and heard of a blueberry, but I ate the apple. Apple away keeps the doctor away, and boy has it. That's been my experience, but I tried that blueberry. And I approve. It's all kind of refreshment and strength all in one beautiful donut. So it's all kind of win. I was there this week. And Cheryl, when I went in, she looked panicked. I'm thinking, I know they got that blueberry fritter going on. Maybe something happened, like did they run out or somebody choked? She had to do the Heimlich and get the blueberry fritter out of somebody's windpipe. And then that looks bad on the fritter, like it's choking people. But maybe that person ate too fast. They didn't chew it good enough. You know, I'm wondering why in the world is Cheryl panicked? I ain't seen her that panicked since her doggy jalapeno jumped out that paddle boat out at the lake a month or so back. I don't need to tell you the rest of that story. But all you got to know right now is that Cheryl Grubb was panicked. Well, Grubbs. I mean, she's one, but her last name's plurals. I don't know. I didn't go to school for last names, but Cheryl Grubbs. Anyways, I just say, what's up, Cheryl? And she said, I just had a big old order come in, and I took it, but I'm going to need some help serving customers. and making them donuts. So she said, yes, you know, like if you're a business person and somebody orders something, all of a sudden you say, well, that's money. I don't turn down money. I don't turn down business. I want to keep my customers happy. I want to take care of them. They got a need that I can meet. I'm going to say yes, try to make it work. But here she is looking at the practicality of it all. And she going to make donuts and then serve customers at the same time. It's a hard thing to ask of somebody. And it was just her there. And I said, well, Cheryl, you want me to take them orders? And she says, could you? I was like, sure thing. You know, I figure it can't be that hard. And as the morning went on, I realized what the order was that she said yes to. I'd heard Cricket talking about a big spring bash at the nursing home. And turns out they ordered 5 dozen donuts for that thing. And if you know anything about dozens, that's more than one. So it's not like, oh, 5 dozen, that's 5 donuts. Oh, no. It's a lot more than that. You know how many that is? You take 1 dozen and you multiply it by 5. That's a lot of haunch strength. A goodly amount of haunch strength. Well, a first grade class comes into Donut Goes for a field trip. I guess it was planned. I ain't talked to Cheryl about her whole schedule and all she had. All I know is she took a big old order. She's panicked. I'm behind the counter now, ringing people up for their donuts and their hot coffee, their hot chocolate, cider. She still keeps that cider going year-round. And turns out it was a planned field trip. So Cheryl wasn't surprised, but she was surprised because now she added 5 dozen donuts to everything else she got to do. So she was going to talk to them about donuts and give them a little tour of the kitchen there and Donut Goes and, you know, what makes a good donut business kind of crank. And she's probably regretting taking that last-minute nursing home order, I'm thinking. But, you know, she can get through it, though. She's making a little extra jingle. But she wanted to help them, you know, at the nursing home. And I wanted to help Cheryl. So here we are. And now there's more added to the mix because we got a bunch of first graders. I'd say 10 to 12 folks can sit comfortably in Donut Goes between the little booths and the things they got. And this class had like 20 kiddos. So imagine that. Now, I know that a grade school child ain't the size of a grown adult, so you could argue that, well, 2 little first graders equals 1 adult, but they spread out. They ain't on each other's shoulders. Like, okay, you 2 little kindergartner or first graders is about the same size of an adult now. Just stay right there, nice and tall. You know, they spreading out and they move. You know, they got energy and all that kind of thing, and I'm sure you know, giving the kiddo a donut hole or whatever they about to eat on the field trip ain't going to make them less hyper. You know, that's how that go. So in addition to these 20 kiddos, the teacher and a couple of mom chaperones was there too. So you looking at like 23 folk. So they weren't going to be able to all sit in there, which is fine. There's a table or two out front. The weather's been pretty good lately. Has been good. So I ring up a few customers. And then the class arrives. Cheryl looks panicked, and she knowed either I needed to give the tour or make donuts, and I ain't never made them donuts before. And truth be told, I ain't never given a tour of a donut store, but I could probably wing that a little better than I could making them donuts. But I don't know. It was like, pick your poison, Cheryl. What do you want to do? Then a light bulb went off. I thought, Cheryl can make them donuts, and while she makes them, explain to them kiddos what she doing. So it's like a hands-on thing. Like the kids don't have to have the hands-on, but Cheryl's going to have to. It ain't going to be like a separate presentation kind of thing. Well, that made sense to Cheryl. She liked that idea. You know how when you panic and there's a lot coming at you at once, it's hard to think straight. And it helped to have somebody just say, hey, what about this? And they just don't see it at the time because they in the middle of it. No, I'm glad I did it because them customers kept showing up. And I took care of them at the register. I mean, you can't be a donut shop if you ain't selling donuts. Then you just a donut museum like Attaway. Where people just come in, pickle-bone, and then they walk out and they say, well, let's take a pamphlet and go home. So Perry Lee Grubbs, he was in the class. That's his mama, Cheryl, that runs the store. He probably knows all this already because it's his mama and daddy's that own the Donut Goes. Then Jesse Tucker, you know, that's Russell's littlest boy. Not Ronnie Keith, but the littler one. Will Dilroy, that's Candy Dilroy's little brother. They live in Chancellor Park where I live. Champ Tharp, his family, they run Lady in a Trampoline. Daphne Mantell, that's Cody and Linda Ray's oldest. You know, they just had one for a while, but they got little. They got the new one, Trigger. Trigger Mantell is the baby. I thought Daphne was older, but maybe she got held back. I don't know. So Cheryl gives her tour, and then them kids and adults get a free donut. And then they can go outside and eat it. That's the idea. It's like, okay, let's do the tour. Get yourself a donut. Go outside and eat it. Well, the weather was nice. right? Till it wasn't. Hello, April showers. There ain't a whole lot that you can think of that's really sadder than a wet kid holding a wet donut, and I seen about 20 of them. So you're going to multiply that sadness by that many times. They huddling donut goals. Meanwhile, Cheryl's still trying to turn out 5 dozen donuts for the nursing home spring bash, and I learned that I'm going to deliver them, if possible. Well, I take my bike back to Chancellor Park in the rain. I'm soaking wet, and I ask Meemaw, hey, Meemaw, can I borrow that 91 Buick Regal of yours to drop off these donuts at the nursing home? Donut goes right now. I didn't carry them home on my bike. And then she says yes, but she says, you got to bring me a donut back. I'm like, well, I'll try, Meemaw. I mean, none of that's part of the deal, and they ain't mine to give away like that away, so I'll see what I can do. But I'm telling you, by early evening, when that bash was supposed to kick off, them donut boxes was warm leaving donut goes. They was fresh. So, I mean, Cheryl put in the work that day, got through the regular work day, and was delivering hot, fresh donuts. Well, technically, I was delivering hot, fresh donuts, but she made them, you know, to this nursing home spring bash. Made the inside of Meemaw's Buick smell so much better, too. It's a beautiful thing. Well, I get down to the nursing home, and they got a gurney parade going on. Talk about riding in style. They had residents on gurneys. Some had like the butterfly nets holding construction paper flowers. They had music playing. You know, it's like, oh, it's springtime and I've got, you know, a butterfly and a thing on a construction paper. And so-and-so's got a net and we like, you know, we butterfly catchers and some of us are butterfly holders and we gonna get caught. And, you know, it's a whole spring thing, y'all guys. And the music's going. Some folks had their walkers decorated with streamers. Some folks just hoofed it like Doreen Fundle and Dewey Morton. And those are the two you'd wish would sit on a gurney and just be still because they mischievous. Dewey Morton is so mischievous. You never know what he's going to get into. Vera Gregory opted for a wheelchair instead of a gurney because she got her own wheelchair. Well, I'm looking for a break in the parade line so I can bring in five, count them, 5 dozen donuts. Each dozen's in its own box, so basically what I'm bringing in is 5 boxes of donuts. I started with 2 dozen, and Cricket seen me, and so did Belinda. She worked there, too, and they went to get the rest out of Meemaw's car. Somehow, neither of them gals was pushing a wheelchair or a gurney, so they kind of got light duty on the parade, but I don't know. They probably did a lot to set up for it, and who knows how many times they had to wrangle Doreen Fundle and Ola Dewey Morton during the regular work day. But once I got into that mess hall, I seen a volleyball net set up. It wasn't regulation height. If you've seen regulation height, if you've been to a regulation volleyball game, they got a regulation net with a regulation height on a regulation court. This wasn't none of that. This was a net set up in the mess hall of the nursing home, and it was shorter because most of them folks was sitting. And if they wasn't sitting, they was going to sit. They was either sitting on a gurney, sitting in a chair, sitting in a wheelchair, or are liable to do that because they don't want to stand too long. They can't stand too long. They spent their whole life standing. They lived a goodly amount of years. They earned a good sit, you know, that's the way I see it. They was going to use a balloon because it stay in the air longer and it was going to go over the net. So it was like volleyball, if you can imagine that in your mind's eye, but instead of a volleyball, like somebody setting and spiking like a regulation volleyball over a regulation net on a regulation volleyball court, is a regular lower net, not regulation, in a nursing home mess hall with a balloon that gets swatted back and forth ways over the net, or at least that was the hope. You ain't got to have them quick reflexes neither, which is good for these folks with a balloon. Plus, it don't hurt as bad to get hit in the nose with it like a regular volleyball. Now, some of them gals, if they get too much balloon on their little perm, that static electricity, you know, make their little perm stand out a little bit. But that just come with the territory. If you're going to be at the spring bash playing a little mess hall volleyball, you got to be okay with having a little, unless you're going to wear a hairnet or a helmet or something like that. But most folks just opted for their regular spring perm dues when they went out there to play a little volleyball, a little balloon volleyball. But as you can imagine, it went sideways pretty quick when Doreen Fundle started stuffing balloons in her sweatshirt. That's basically like stealing the ball. Because in balloons, you know, that's what you was hitting back and forth over the net. Well, they start disappearing, and it ain't like something you can hide unless you just popping them. But then folks would know that, too, because you could hear it with your ears. But when Doreen's sweatshirt started getting all puffy, it ain't something like you can just sneak in your, like there maybe is a couple of you know, like a styrofoam bowl full of peanuts on the table, and you take a handful and shove it in your pocket. Nobody know about it till later when they do in the laundry, but they don't know. But what he's about balloons, that's a whole different story. So she got in trouble. Wasn't her first time getting in trouble. I think we all know that. And she's about to cause a scene when Cricket opened them donuts, and then them heads turned. I mean, you imagine a little mess hall volleyball going on. Not a regulation court, not a regulation net. But they's in there on a spring bash picnic thing, and then all of a sudden the smell of them hot donuts straight out of donut goes just sweeping through the mess hall. Boy, got folks' attention. Got folks' attention real quick. Got my attention. Fresh blueberry fritters, chocolate glaze, standard glaze twist, old fashioned, sprinkled donut, bear claw, jelly filled, Boston cream. Come on, it's spring. It is spring, y'all guys. Tell me about it. Everybody got a little more spry just smelling them. Just think of the strength it gave them once they started eating them. I stayed. I mean, I thought it was just a delivery drop off, y'all guys, but I couldn't resist at that point. I stayed around. It was like Cricket and I was on a date, but with a mess hall full of nursing home residents, and it was mostly snacks and donuts, not like a real supper. And there's a net set up, not a regulation net for volleyball. And then they didn't use a regulation volleyball. They used balloons. But other than that, it's like a regular date. I was happy to help Donut Goes today. And there's plenty of donuts that I got to bring meanwhile, too. So she is happy. And it, all in all, it was a good day. I took a little extra work today, or took me a little extra work just to do it all. But it all worked out the best I can tell. I mean, I don't know who won the volleyball game. I can tell you who lost. Doreen Fundle. I mean, everybody loses if somebody steals the ball. Come on, Doreen. But she was able to get them out. They got them out of her sweatshirt before she messed up the whole game. And, of course, like I said, donuts changed everybody's attitude. All of a sudden, she didn't care so much about stealing balloons when she could shove a donut in her pocket. I don't know how many got back to Doreen Fundle's room in her sweat britches. And I imagine she took one to show Captain Thunderboots. There's a chance she would have dropped a little bit in his water. I don't think he can have donuts. I don't know. I didn't go to school for fishes. But she kept that fish alive a lot longer than I thought she would. I mean, it's the second Captain Thunderboots. But this one's been around a little bit. And I think this might be his second spring with her. So Doreen's doing something right. I don't know if it's feeding the fish donuts or not. But all of that, I can't even tell you what Dewey Morton got into. I don't know what he did, because Doreen took all the attention. She took the spotlight today. And I think they just kind of take turns. So maybe she ran interference and Dewey ended up with something even bigger. I don't think any riding lawnmowers are missing or whatever, but you never know with them. So anyways, it was a good day. You know, Cricket and I got a little bit of a date. Meemaw got a donut. I was able to help out Cheryl Grubbs and Donut Goes. And hey, you helping out the donut store in town, I feel like you helping everybody out. That's the way I see it. But I'm excited. Like I said, just at the end of May, I'm going to be in Wichita Falls. We got donuts coming in hot. Well, I don't know if they're going to be hot. I shouldn't say that. But we got donuts coming in. And we got chocolate milk. And that's going to be a hoot of a VIP after party. I hope you can get tickets. Like I said, they're probably going to be gone in the next week or so. But there's some left for you right now today. Check the link in that show notes. And I got that Q&A next week, y'all guys. Get them questions in the next couple of days if you want to be a part of it. If you already sent it in, I got it. Thank you. Do make sure, you know, in the subject line of them emails, you put in the Season 9 Q&A. So I know that's what it's for. And if you text me, just say, hey, this is for the Q&A, so I know you ain't just asking a question that you just want to answer to right there in a text message, because that way I know, and it's less I got to think through. I don't have to ask, is this for this or is this for that? Oh, no, they told me what it's for, so now I know for sure, like that away. And if you want to do some reading this summer, the Team Burger Shed book ships at the end of May, but you can buy it now. And you might just get an autographed baseball card with me, too, if you act quick. We moved it from the first 200, because those sold so fast, to the first 500 orders. So you might have a chance with that. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now. I ain't a numberologist, but I tell you what I am doing. I'm about to scoot out of here today, but before I do, check them show notes for all that's going on today. I appreciate you joining me on the Tapping Dillard podcast. You can take a moment just to rate this on whatever platform you're listening, or leave a comment on the Apple podcast, the iTunes thing, or, you know, the Spotify, or wherever you're listening. All of that helps, y'all guys. I appreciate y'all letting other folks know what's going on in my neck of the woods in Chancellor Park by sharing the podcast and all that kind of thing. And hey, if you ain't a soaking wet first grader on a field trip outside Donut Goals with a soaking wet donut this week,
you having a pretty good week.
Me, I'm Tavin Dillard. This is a Tavin Dillard podcast. Till next time, y'all guys.
We'll see you later.